Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to From Head to Heart. Now, you might see that today we're going to be talking about stress eating, and you see other episodes where we're talking about hearing from God and we're talking about emotions. So why am I throwing in every so often these emotional eating, stress eating, these movement body image type conversations, I guess you want to say, is because they're important. Now, every single area of our body and our life bleeds into the next. So if you're struggling with dealing with your emotions, guess what? That could easily lead you to emotional eating, stress eating, or just not eating at all, which I talk about in my course. But the most important thing that I want you to understand is to not just get so focused on one area of your life. I think the Lord is so kind to show us the different areas that we can continue to grow in and work on. But what I've seen with the women that I work with one-on-one and inside of my course is that we tend to focus on one thing. But I'm here to say, let's talk about stress eating and let's talk about how that affects your emotion. Let's talk about how that affects your faith. And I have a few questions for you. Do you wish there was a way to stop turning to food for emotional support or to enjoy food again without feeling deprived or going on another diet? Do you wish there was a way to live without constantly thinking about food, stress eating, or hiding to eat food? See, I know what it feels like to use food for comfort and wish I could stop obsessing about what I would be eating at my next meal. I wanted a healthy relationship with food, but food was a place I felt in control of when everything else around me felt out of control. So I want you to imagine if you had a biblical framework to overcome emotional eating that walked you through step by step on how to turn to God instead of turning to food, binge eating, or eating a whole row of chocolate chip cookies, or as if maybe talking about me, a whole bag of chips. Okay. I digress, but that's really why I created the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating. It's where I teach you how to turn to God instead of turning to food for emotional support. See, this is a spiritual battle for your freedom. Although it's already been won, I'm with you with a fork and knife in hand, ready to join you in the fight to eat the once forbidden foods that diet said you couldn't have, but craved desperately. I'm here to walk you through the late night emotional binges and to say, put down the Oreos because one, I love you. And because two, God has something better for what you are feeling. See, you will be able to stop eating your feelings. I mean, I know what it's like again to just go numb or just veg out watching a show. And I think, like, how did I get here? Why are there only so many left? But let's get unstuck from these emotional eating patterns and have the ability to stop eating when full. You get to learn how to have a healthy relationship with food in your body while growing your relationship with God because they go hand in hand. You will walk away with a biblical framework to overcome your emotions when they arise and practical application steps for when you want to turn to food for comfort. So I want you to imagine. Imagine if you enjoyed going out to dinner with your friends and family and didn't worry about the food you were eating. What if food was something you enjoyed without feeling inadequate about or insecure or shame about. Imagine if you were at a healthy weight and felt better in your body, felt confident in your body. See, I'm talking to you if you shut down every photo opportunity or hide behind people in photos, refuse to wear shorts in the summer or tank tops to show your arms. I'm talking to you. See, if you're ready for a framework to overcome emotional eating that is sustainable and maintainable, especially with the busyness of life, now is your time. I have 10 spots left because I like to go deep with women. So head over to jessicahuddle.com/framework to learn to enjoy food again, overcome shame and guilt, and be in control of your emotions. Let's put our focus on Jesus and not on food. You're ready for this. Again, head to jessicahuddle.com/framework. See, one of the reasons why I created the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating is because living from the truth is not about applying scripture to cover up a wound. It's about allowing God to heal the wound. Therefore, healing from stress eating is not about finding all the right scriptures that go with stress. Healing happens when our hearts become aligned with His word and we begin to live from our relationship with Him. Here's what I don't want you to do when healing from stress eating. I don't want you to think that all stress is bad. It's managing stress that is the key thing. I don't want you to try to convince yourself you're okay because you're afraid to be honest with God. I think so many women do this. I've done it with myself, even when I started journaling a few times, even recently, where I wanted to say specific things, but then I was like, oh, that's maybe not nice. But then I wasn't being honest with God about how I was feeling to be able to process through it. So I don't want you to be afraid to be honest with God. And I also want you to know that eating food when stressed is not quote unquote bad unless it controls you. You must understand different levels and acknowledge where you are in the process of healing. So Matthew 6:25-28 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them." A couple of verses before Matthew 6:25, we read how we cannot serve two masters, one being money and one being God. Specifically in verses 22 and 23, Jesus says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" Therefore means because of that, which connects the two sections together. Jesus was speaking of spiritual vision. The strength of Christians, of us believers, lie in a single vision upon Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So our beliefs form our stress. Therefore, stress is the perception of the situations before us and where our focus is. However, we view stress will cause our stress eating. See, when I talk about the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating, it's important for me to walk you through these foundational principles of our relationship with God and our relationship with food and how those two go together. So if you find yourself really stress eating or turning to food in all emotions, you definitely want to check out my course, because every Monday night as a bonus, I actually do a live accountability coaching and walk you through it step by step, but answer questions, any questions that you have for me personally. It's kind of like a one-on-one coaching session, but at an extremely discounted rate because it's a bonus if you join me in my course. So there are some physical reasons also why stress and strong emotions can lead you to overeat. High cortisol levels, which means stress causes the appetite to decrease so that the body can deal with the situation. If the stress does not let up, another hormone called cortisol is released. Cortisol increases appetite and can cause someone to overeat. Another one is cravings. High cortisol levels from stress can increase food cravings for sugary or fatty foods, right? For me, it's typically, I like crunchy foods. So for me, it's the chips or just something. I mean, I do love a really good piece of bread, you know, all the things. So I am not immune to these. But stress is also associated with increased hunger hormones, which may also contribute to the same cravings for unhealthy foods. So your question is, how do I deal with stress eating? I get it. I know in some way you're just trying to get through the busyness of life. You're trying to eat the best that you can. So I'm there with you. But we want the Lord and the biblical truths as our foundation. So number one, we really want to practice mindful eating. I'm sure maybe you've heard these terms, and I always try to not use the catchy terms that we hear out there, but I talk a lot about this in the course, but I like to call it awareness eating in my course. But really, it's about knowing that, or to know that your craving may result, be a result of a stressful event. And then you ask yourself, are you truly hungry? We want to wait a few minutes before start eating. My husband actually, he calls it the 5 minute rule, where he eats a full plate of food first and he waits 5 minutes to see if he's still hungry or wants something. And he decides if he's still hungry, then he eats. I love it. It works, but it's giving yourself time to wait, especially if we're super hungry and he eats the plate of food so fast and your brain and your stomach just don't have time to catch up to each other. So try my husband's 5 minute rule. But we really want to practice. Are we hungry? Do we really need more food? And what is it that we're craving? Because what we're craving can be two things. It can be from stress, or it can actually be from a lack of vitamin or nutrition specifically in our body. And maybe you even heard somebody say, if you crave chocolate, maybe your body is low on magnesium, things like that. So being mindful is being aware and focused on the Holy Spirit, right? Mindfulness is just this awareness and the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's being focused on who you are and gives us this opportunity for renewing our mind because we are conscious of the thoughts running through our minds. It's only when we are conscious of those thoughts is when we are able to choose them. And that means that when we get to choose them, that means that we're renewing them. It's as if we're kind of running on autopilot most of the time when we find ourselves stress eating, and stress eating can be born from living on autopilot. But Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. See, I believe the heart is a combination of the soul and the spirit. Originally, God created the physical body of Adam, but he wasn't alive until God breathed into him the breath of life. That is when God imparted his spirit into man and he became a living soul. So that is to say that Adam received a life-giving spirit from God and the soul came into existence as a buffer between the spirit and the body. The soul and spirit together comprise the innermost part of man and what is referring to here. Colossians 3:15 says, and I love the Amplified Bible just for those extra words to really define the context. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you are called as members in one body of believers, and be thankful to God always. Okay, so that was number one, just practicing mindful eating. Call it awareness eating. Are you hungry? Do you need to wait a few minutes? What is it that you want and why do you want it? And do you kind of tend to get this attitude of like, I don't care. I'm just going to eat what I want. But then after, you tend to feel shame. When I was doing a lot of studying and research for my biblical framework to overcome emotional eating course, I love this idea. And I go into a deep dive of this, is one way that you know that your emotional eating is if the shame and guilt or intense feelings come after eating. Most of us probably don't feel shame for having something for breakfast or even for dinner. It's in those in-between meals or those compulsive decisions that we feel the regret later. And that's often a cue that we have been emotional eating, stress eating, things like that. Number two, know your stressors with stress eating. So identify the circumstances and emotions that lead you to stress eat. So do you see why I'm starting to include these kinds of episodes into the podcast? Because if we're not learning our foundation with God, if we're not learning our relationship with God, if we're not learning also how to manage our emotions, this goes right into our physical. So you're often going to see episodes dealing with the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical, because God made us a three-part being, a spirit, a soul, and a body. So these are your emotional eating triggers. And once you recognize them, you can take steps to avoid them or at least be prepared for them. We all have triggers that cause us to react, right? We have triggers that cause a reaction out of us. In James 1:19, he says, "Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters," and this is in the Amplified version, "let everyone be quick to hear, be a careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, and forgiving." I have learned over the years, certain people trigger me and certain situations cause me to want to react. But deep down the root is my old insecurities really just trying to resurface, right? It's the feeling of not being good enough and feelings like I don't have a voice. People could say certain words to me like, "Well, you just wait and see," which causes me to want to stand and fight. It's something I have heard most of my life, especially when my body was at more muscular and different and I weighed less. And, you know, I would get these comments about my body and I just kind of clung to them and thought that is what people needed to see or what I needed to do to be loved. And it was just all these things that we kind of carry with us, right? However, now that I'm aware of what words and topics or situations trigger me, I can better plan for them and be prepared mentally when they happen. So that's number two. That's funny. Okay. So the first biblical truth is really to practice mindful eating. And that comes from Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. The second one is to know your stressors with stress eating. And that really stems from James 1:9. Let's be slow to speak, slow to react, quick to hear, slow to anger. And number three, it's never a good idea to follow a highly restrictive diet or deprive yourself of food, especially during stressful times. And the biblical truth that goes with this is from 1 Corinthians 10:23, where Paul says, "All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up." See, in times of high stress, lots of deadlines or seasons of transition, you do not want to follow a restrictive diet. Stress eating can come from a restrictive diet because it can feel like it's too much at times. Between all the feelings you may have, and then you're worrying about what you can or can't eat, will lead to even more overwhelm and wanting to give up. And then when you follow this restrictive diet, it can lead to stress eating, but then it can also lead you to feeling like a failure. And so on top of all of these things, whether you're stressed, you're in a very busy season of life, you're in a season of transition, then you're trying to follow this restrictive diet and your days are crazy. Your hours are crazy. So on top of life, you're trying to follow more rules and it just feels like too much. Paul was saying that he was free to do many things he wouldn't do. Rather than seeing just how far we can go and still retain our salvation, we should be seeing just how close we can stay in our love and our devotion to the Lord. We are free to do things, but are they beneficial to us in our life with Christ? Again, if you found yourself kind of in this pattern or where you're feeling frustrated with your body, you want to feel good in your body, join me again in my course. I have 10 spots left. Let's just walk through this together. I mean, I want you to imagine if you weren't constantly thinking about food. Imagine if you felt better in your body. Imagine if you were at a healthy weight and not because of a restrictive diet. So here are just a few scriptures on stress. John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Psalm 118:5-6. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. I just want you to soak that in. That means that you can go to him with whatever you have and you can lay it at his feet because he cares for you. And I know some of you that might be really hard. How can you believe that if people in your life have never cared for you? It's why I open up my course with this conversation, our relationship with God, and why it matters. So again, practice mindful awareness eating. Know your stressors with stress eating. And it's never a good idea to follow a highly restrictive diet or to deprive yourself of food, especially during stressful times. It's time to turn to God instead of turning to food for emotional support. I know, like I said before, this is your spiritual battle for freedom. It's the soul battle because the freedom that you have to experience in Christ has already been won and bought for. But I'm here to walk you through it even deeper, to walk you through those late night emotional binges and to tell you it's okay to put the Oreos down. It's okay to put the bag of chips down because God has something better for you than what you're feeling. I'm excited to see you inside of my Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating course. Until next time, don't forget, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you wish there was a way to stop turning to food for emotional support or to enjoy food again without feeling deprived or going on another diet? Do you wish there was a way to live life without constantly thinking about food, stress eating, or hiding to eat food? I know what it feels like to use food for comfort and wish I could stop obsessing about what I'd be eating at my next meal. I wanted a healthy relationship with food, but food was a place I felt in control of when everything else around me felt out of control. Imagine if you had a biblical framework to overcome emotional eating that walked you through step by step on how to turn to God instead of turning to food, binge eating, or eating a whole roll of chocolate chip cookies. See, that's why I created the Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating. It's where I teach you how to turn to God instead of turning to food for emotional support. This is a spiritual battle for your freedom. The battle has been won, but it is our responsibility to maintain that freedom. I'm with you with a fork and knife in hand, ready to join you in the fight to eat the once forbidden foods that diet said you couldn't have, but you crave so desperately. I'm here to walk with you through the late night emotional binges and to say to put down the Oreos because God has something better for you than what you're feeling right now. You'll be able to stop eating your feelings because I know what it's like to eat a whole bag of chips and think, what just happened here? It's about getting unstuck from emotional eating patterns and have the ability to stop eating when full. Learn how to have a healthy relationship with food and your body while growing your relationship with God because they go hand in hand. You will walk away with a biblical framework to overcome your emotions when they arise and practical application steps for you when you want to turn to food for comfort. Imagine if you enjoyed going out to dinner with your friends and family and didn't worry about the foods you were eating. Imagine if food was something you enjoyed without feeling inadequate or without feeling shame or guilt after eating. Imagine if you were at a healthy weight and felt better in your body. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you're someone that shuts down every photo opportunity or hides behind people in photos, if you refuse to wear shorts in the summer or tank tops to show your arms, if you're ready for a framework to overcome emotional eating that is sustainable and maintainable, especially with the busyness of life, now is the time. I have 10 spots left because I am ready to go deep with you. Head to jessicahoddle.com/framework to enjoy food again, overcome shame and guilt, and be in control of your emotions. Let's put our focus on Jesus together and not on food. You're ready for this. Again, head to jessicahoddle.com/framework.